From Philadelphia, welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Mitch Gilbert, a familiar voice to listeners of Kindred Spirits. He's author of Owner's Manual for the Human Being. He's a journalist and a radio commentator for station WDAS here in Philadelphia. And we had such a warm response to the last time you appeared on the show, Mitch. I thought it was only fair to listeners to invite you back.
Oh, thank you.
You've talked a lot about wavelengths, how we all travel wavelengths, and how our spiritual lives are tuned into wavelengths. How can we use them?
Well, really, I brought up the subject of wavelengths only as a way of describing how we can better communicate with God, or why we might not be able to communicate with God. And what I had in mind really was the kind of thing that, first of all, is borrowed simply from shortwave radios. If you're not tuned to the same wavelength in a shortwave radio, you can't pick up, you can't receive what somebody else is sending. Or if you're not on their wavelength, they won't receive what you're sending. If I've tried to have a serious conversation with someone and I realized, you know, that I just didn't get anywhere, we weren't really communicating, and if someone asked me why, I might say, well, we just weren't on the same wavelength. And what I'm really kind of saying is that perhaps my motives, my intentions, the reasons that I was involved in that conversation may have been totally different than the motives or intentions of the person with whom I was having that conversation. Conversely, when we talk about a good conversation, we frequently refer to it as a good heart-to-heart talk. And I really think what we mean there is that a lot of the external personality, a lot of the gamemanship is removed, and that somehow or other the really sincere intention that was in my heart and the really sincere intention that was in the other person's heart were enough alike, were close enough, similar enough, that we had what we could call a good heart-to-heart conversation.